Next, building that team is really important. We've mentioned this before. You need that whole team. And then as you grow, the team's going to get bigger because eventually you're going to need to add a maintenance man technician to that team. You're going to need to add whatever it may be, landscaping, lawyer, and a tax person. You know what I'm saying? Because we pay our debts, we pay our taxes, and we stay within legal compliance over here.
That part.
as far as Joey and AD.
Hey, welcome to Uncommon State of Mind, where we debate different ways for you to leverage your next investment to create time freedom, legacy impact, and generational wealth so you can live that uncommon life. But in order to do that, you must be uncommon. My name is Joey, aka Mr. J Mays.
Hey, and I'm AD, also known as AD the Fly Realtor.
Awesome, awesome. So we got a dope show for you guys today. We have AD here. And, you know, we talk a lot about different loan products and different strategies and things of that nature. And sometimes it can get a little intimidating, right? Today, AD is going to show us how to use a regular home loan to take down your first multifamily property. So let's go ahead and hop right into it.
All right, let's get into it. Yeah, Joey's actually been telling me we need to do an episode like this for a while. So we'll see how today goes. Maybe we'll make it a regular thing.
I've been begging this man. I'm like, bro, we need you to do a deal breaker.
Yeah. You know, honestly, that's on me. Like, we'll get into it another time. But, you know, everything happens when it's supposed to.
That's
Let's
true.
Say
so,
that.
So, okay, go ahead and tell me about the property, man. Tell me about the property and what type of loan we're going to go ahead and use for this.
All right. So this is a South LA duplex. This is actually on the market right now. Do I want to give the address? Maybe we'll give the address. We'll think about it, and then by the end of the episode, we'll see. But, it's a South LA duplex. It's in the zip code 947. So locals, a lot of people from around there, you know exactly where that is. If you don't, just look it up. It's not too difficult. This duplex is listed at $600,000. It's been on the market for 47 days as it stands right now. What I want to do, the goal today is to show you as Joey said, how you can use a regular home loan to start investing, because a lot of people think you need to be an investor already or you need to have a lot of money available. And I'm going to show you how you can use this regular home loan, probably pay as much as you would be paying in rent, and eventually have this property cash flow for you. All right. So let's start. First of all, I do want to shout out one of my loan officers, Shanika Jackson. She's the one who gave me these specific details because she's a loan officer. She actually works on the loans. I'm an investment specialist. I help you find the properties and make sure you're not paying too much for them. So the first loan she suggested would be a Fannie Mae Home Ready loan. That's a 30-year fixed mortgage. This is with 20% down. So this is for, you know, those of us who have access to good chunks of money, because I already said the purchase price is $600,000, correct?
Right.
So if we're going 20% of that, you already know that's $120,000. So not everybody can put together $120,000, but I think more of us can if we really think about it or if we work with others.
Correct. And we always talk about that, like, you know, partnering up with the right folks in order to take down property, that's always a huge benefit
right.
to you.
Exactly.
So keep that in mind.
But don't worry, trust me, there's other loan options coming up with more affordable down payment.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're working on an 8.125% interest rate. 8.125% interest rate. Depending on where you're watching this, interest rates might already be lower than this, or who knows, something else might have happened and it might be higher than this.
Yeah.
But right now we're talking about 8.125% interest rate. So with that $20,000 down, an 8.125% interest rate, you'll have a $3,500 mortgage payment, $3,558 to be exact, approximately $2,152 in closing costs. So a $3,558 mortgage payment. Some will say that sounds like a lot. Others will say not so much. It really depends on who you are. But let's not forget, this is a duplex. Mm-hmm. So that means there's multiple units, opportunity for more than one family to be living in this one property. I'll tell you how much each unit rents for at the end. Okay. I really want to break this down. Okay. So that's our Fannie Mae Home Ready 30-year fixed 20% down. Now, it's going to be the same thing for loan option number two. Fannie Mae Home Ready 30-year fixed 5% down. Okay. All right? So who let the 5% or stand up. Right.
Like, okay.
The 20% is
20%, that's what
yeah, 20%. Like, that's a little crazy. Our 5% is what's good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So 5%. Now, so that drops 5%. Us down. Right. So 5% holler. That'll drop us down to $30,000. So, you know, a lot more attainable for an individual with a decent job and or income who knows how to save, or a couple, or you and friends, you know what I mean? You and family. I don't want us to ever overlook that you can join with other people, especially early on, to get your first investment.
Right.
You know,
definitely understand who you are investing with, though, because
right.
Make sure that person is reliable, or that, you know, that,
and make sure your goals are aligned. Like what you're both aiming to do, you're at least hitting the marketplace with that same goal. You may not accomplish it, but at least each of you know that what you were trying to do is the same thing.
Right.
So with this loan, we have a 95% loan to value ratio, which means, like I said, the 5% down, 95% of the loan is going to be financed. So this is a lot different. Same interest rate, 8.125%. Now your mortgage payment is going to be $4,225. So higher amount, and your closing costs will be higher too, $2,555. So about $400 more for those closing costs. But that that mortgage payment, that's what goes up. So that's the trade-off a lot of times. You're going to pay more money down, but your mortgage payment will be lower. Whereas if you pay a lower down payment, your mortgage payment is almost always going to increase, keeping all things relative. So that's something for you to think about just right there before we even move to loan option number three.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's something to think about, because some will say, all right, well, if I pay $90,000 more for the property, I pay about, let's just call it $700 less in mortgage. All right, like maybe some people think that's a win, but, you know, there's another way to look at it where, okay, well, let me do the bare minimum to get ownership of that property. You know what I mean? And then, but then you only have to pay $700 a month in mortgage. You know, there's a real trade-off.
So
I want people to think about that.
What I'll say is, and you have to understand, if you're buying a duplex, this is a duplex, correct? If you're buying a duplex, that mortgage payment isn't solely responsible to you.
We're going to get there.
Oh, so
I'm trying to. Yeah, yeah. No, I want that to be the end. Yeah, I really want to hit that at the end.
My fault.
No, but Joey's on the right track. Like, this is why I advise for, you know, first-time buyers, if you don't have a home yet, or if, you know, if you're in position to buy another home, I really tell a lot of people, really consider a multifamily, because you can expedite and accelerate your investing journey by buying multiple units instead of one unit at a time, or instead of just the house you live in. So loan option number three, this is Freddie Mac Home Possible. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, those are pretty much the standard government-backed loans, you know, so standard government-backed loans for home buying. So that's why these are what we're using, because I want everybody to see how possible this is for the regular man, for a regular person, even for anybody just trying to get a home. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't even need an investor loan to start being an investor.
Right.
This one's a little similar to the Fannie Mae Home Ready 30-year fix. This is 30-year fix as well, 5% down. So that means we got the 95% loan-to-value ratio. Mm-hmm. Mortgage payment is going to be the same because we're operating with the same interest rate. The closing costs will be a little higher. Closing costs for this are coming in at $3,005. So that just shows you there are options. When you're ready to buy a property, that's incumbent on you to look at the different features within each loan type and loan style. So then you see like, oh, well, maybe a Freddie Mac would be better for me, or maybe I do want for Fannie Mae, or maybe some people are like, look, whoever's going to accept me, I'm with it. And hey, that's a good strategy too, all right? So now here's the cool part about this thing. That three bedroom is in the back. The two bedroom is in the front. Okay. Or maybe vice versa. Yeah, the three bedroom is in the back, unless I'm mistaken. That three bedroom, the average three bedroom in that area is renting for $3,200 to around $3,500. Wow. So let's just say $3,000. Let's call it $3,000 a month. If you move into this property and you rent out the three bedroom at $3,000 a month, now let's say your mortgage was about $4,225.
Which loan product was that if it's
$4,225? $4,225 was for the Fannie Mae Home Ready 30-year fix. So the each option with the 5% down.
Okay.
The mortgage payment is going to be $4,225. If somebody's paying $3,000 to be in the other unit, that means you're responsible for $1,225 in order to keep maintain your mortgage. I haven't paid. Let me think about it. My first apartment was about $1,200 a month, and that was 10 years ago. That my first apartment by myself.
Yeah, I remember.
So you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you could tell me what I'm paying back then, I could pay right now to own something that appreciates, that I could get a tax benefit for, you know what I mean? And that, you know, because you're going to live somewhere anyway. Mm-hmm. So how dope would it be to live somewhere that you own and have somebody else paying that mortgage?
The
majority, because your net worth literally will go up every month. Literally, your net worth goes up every month. And I don't know if a lot of people realize that.
Right.
When you pull out debt and you're paying on that debt every month, your net worth is just constantly increasing every single month.
That's amazing.
So the two bedroom, that one's going for $2,200 to $2,800. So we'll call that $2,000 to be, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? To be modest, conservative. To be conservative with our numbers, $2,000 a month. So if someone lived in that one and you live in the three bedroom, now you're paying $2,225 a month. Still not that bad, to be honest.
Right.
Especially if you think about the fact that you're going to be in a three bedroom when I just told you three bedrooms in the area are renting for over $3,000. So these are the type of things I want you guys to think about in this style. And that's just a duplex. You know, what if we found a triplex or a fourplex, all of which you can buy with the owner-occupant, first-time home buyer, down payment assistance, you know, any kind of loan you could think of that helps people who've never had a property get into a property, you can do that with this property, right. You know, and you can do it with a triplex and a fourplex. So this is so cool because you're not stuck to that $120,000 down. You can get in for as little as possible, but... Sure. So the best part about all of this that I really want to highlight is that if you think like I do, the real goal of getting into a multifamily for your first property is so that you can start putting money away to get another multifamily.
Right, right.
And I usually say 18 to 24 months, you really want to start looking
for another.
Yeah.
So before you continue on that tangent, I did want to say... You highlighted something that I thought was important to just say again. You're going to be paying for somewhere to live anyways. You know what I mean? You're going to be paying somebody something in order to live somewhere. So why not it be your own property? You know what I'm saying? That you continue to pour equity in.
Exactly.
And not only you, but having
somebody else is helping you increase your own network. That doesn't happen.
You know what I mean? Right. So now you're just pretty much, you're making money just paying yourself to live in the place that you stay. You know what I'm saying? It's
right. It just makes too much
sense. It makes too much sense, especially with all. And now I would understand if there wasn't so much assistance out there, but right. There's so much assistance out there for first time home buyers, for investors.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That'll help you get in that position. To go ahead and take advantage of right. opportunities.
And that's why more so than the Fannie Mae Home Ready with 20% down, I really was focusing on the 2 5% down options because I really want you to see how little is needed to get into a property like that. That's a $600,000 asset that you can get ownership and control of for $30,000 down, about $2,500 more in closing costs. You know what I mean? So $3,300, you own this property and you get somebody else to build your net worth. You know what I mean? Like, that is just really too much of a good deal. But the coolest part to me is that here's the part that turns you into an investor. Well, no, all of it turns you into an investor, but here's the part that gets you to that next level. When you get ready to sell that property, or not sell that property, to buy another property, and you move on to your next investment, when you move out of the whichever unit you decided to live in, now you rent that out. And you're for sure, if we just stick with the basic numbers of $3,000 and $2,000, and let's say that rent didn't even go up, which is crazy if you live in a metro. Right. Rent's going to go up. But let's say it didn't go up. If they're just paying the $3,000 and the $2,000 per month for the three and the two bedroom, respectively, that's $5,000, and your mortgage payment is $4,225. I mean, that's it right there. Like, that's it right there.
Yes,
the rest of that, and like, this is a whole nother topic, but you can use that money for something, or you can just put it to the side.
Right.
Because that extra money every month, that's going to be the next investment. That's going to be the CapEx. That's going to be the leaky roof, the whatever it may be. But that's for you to decide on how you want to use moving forward.
Right.
But the whole point is, this is how you can, like I said, accelerate that investor journey and start growing as a real estate investor.
So with the duplex that you're talking about, does any renovations need to happen to it? Could it be kept a little bit better, or?
On this specific one, it is move-in ready.
Got it.
Okay, so that doesn't necessarily mean that's why I kept the numbers conservative.
Got it.
Because if the top, for instance, I said the three bedrooms in the area, they're getting $3,200 to $3,500. Obviously, that high end is going to be the best units you see. So I went $3,000. So I went $200 under the low end of that average, because I've mentioned it on shows before that I'm very conservative with my numbers because I rep other people, but it shows me to be conservative when assessing myself.
I want you guys to understand the red flag. If the loan officer or the investment specialist that you're working with is always talking to you in best case scenario, you should run.
You should run. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
if you don't have somebody working for you that's giving you like the most modest point of view of what this investment can be, you know, you want to base all of your investment opportunities or investment. You want to base all of your investment opportunities off of the lowest numbers possible, so you know that you can survive during, you know, slow season.
Right. We recently talked about this with when Joey was giving us evaluations on short term rentals, where it's like, okay, in the worst case scenario, everything covers itself. I'm good. You know, things don't stay in the worst case scenario. If you stick with anything long enough and you're actively trying to do it well, things will always pick up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, no, that's so cool. Like, I'm glad you pointed that out, because it's really so true. Stay conservative. On the flip side of that, you don't want to be too conservative, because then no deals will pencil out. Like, you do want to be practical. That's why I did 3,000. So let's say the average rent for a three bedroom is $3,200 to $3,500. And I said, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to make it $2,500. Like, well, that doesn't make any sense, because now the deal's not going to work for you because you're using numbers that will never happen. You know what I mean? So be conservative, but don't be too conservative.
Right.
The more you do it, the more deals you look at, the more you'll start to get an idea of what works. And if you stick in the same area long enough for your investing or for where you're studying or looking at deals, you start to just know how much things are supposed to cost in that area.
Right. And on top of that, you're not by yourself. You have investment specialists, you have loan officers that are going to go ahead and give you this information, so that way you can make an educated decision on how to operate. So
right.
It's all about finding the right team.
Building that team.
Very important moving forward.
Yeah, no, that's where I was headed to next. Building that team is really important. We've mentioned this before. You need that whole team. And then as you grow, the team's going to get bigger, because eventually you're going to need to add a maintenance technician to that team. You're going to need to add whatever it may be, landscaping, lawyer, a lawyer, and a tax person. You know what I'm saying? Because we pay our debt, we pay our taxes, and we stay within legal compliance over here. As far as Joey and AD, we stay within legal compliance. And I don't care what you heard, we always do. Let's just make that clear before we move on. But no, for real, in all seriousness, those things are going to get added to your team if they're not on your team from the jump. So, you know, you just always want to make sure you have those solid pieces around you. You always want the sharp shooters, because if I always have to have the ball in my hand when it's a situation not suited for me to score, our team is going to lose. But if I can hand it to my sharp shooter because he went to law school while the guy who went to law school handled the legal situation. Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, you want everybody on the team to be able to make open threes and drive to the basket for my basketball fans. So that's pretty much it. I don't really have much else in regards to this, but I do kind of like this. I want to do some more of these. I want to do more of these because I have conversations like these with people all the time where they're like, oh, like, because $600,000 property, that's not even that much in LA, to be honest, but it's very possible. But I've heard people say, oh, I can't buy a $500,000 house. And I'm like, well, why not? You know, but when people don't have a good grasp or a good idea of what the numbers actually are, they just start saying things that they believe based on the knowledge or stuff they've heard from other people who don't know what they're doing or talking about.
Right.
So go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that's why it's so important, because when you can answer questions that people have in their head, but they just haven't found anybody to ask, or,
right,
you know, they just come to their own consensus.
They may not even know how to ask it.
Exactly. When you can answer those questions prior to them asking, or like maybe it's something that they had in their mind, but they just haven't gone to the right resource, I feel like you're a great source to go ahead and debunk any of that like negative self-talk or maybe just misinformation for folks who just don't understand what their next step should be.
Right. I appreciate that because one thing I've noticed the last couple years, I've been focused on more so on beginners and people who have no properties as opposed to just seasoned investors, you know what I mean? And that's one of the things I deal with the most, is like letting people know how possible it actually is, you know? So, because I feel like a lot of us, we get in this phase where we're stuck because we think it's so impossible. So then we just stop trying. We don't do the research and we don't talk to anybody who actually knows what they're doing. You know, and that's just a recipe for disaster at that point.
Right. You don't want to create a false narrative that you just follow, you know, without getting all the knowledge about that specific situation. Like, oh, I can't be an investor, man. Like, that's for people with money. All this type of extra stuff. But no, it's actually for you. You just don't know it yet. And when you're able to educate yourself or find the source that could educate you, you realize, like, man, I could do this. So,
right.
We're definitely going to have to do more of these.
No, for sure. Most definitely. I like it.
If we had a beef for today, man, what would you think our beef for today should be?
Our beef for today would be, I'm going to flip it a little today.
Go ahead.
I'm going to have a don't be. And the don't be is don't be no punk. All right. So when I say that, what I'm trying to say is don't look at this big mountain, and the mountain being the purchase price or the down payment or the credit or whatever barrier that's making you scared to go get property. Don't look at this mountain as something that is insurmountable or that you can't overcome, because you can either overcome it yourself or you can go find the people who can help you overcome that mountain. So when I say find the people, maybe you have the $120K to put down, but your credit is a 560. You know, but you could go find someone with credit and you got the money, or you got the credit and someone else got the money, or maybe you have neither. You know what I'm saying? And you go find someone with one, you know what I mean? But
hold on, maybe you have neither, but you have the know-how. Maybe you know
exactly
if somebody
find a way to bring something to the table. But if you're being a punk, you're not even going to think about what you do bring to the table.
Right.
You're just going to let the purchase price scare you.
Yeah.
So again, don't be no punk.
Don't be no punk. Don't be no punk. If this was a different show, we would add an extra.
There's a couple words. Couple asterisks.
We're going to let you guys play around.
But For real.
Don't be no punk. Be uncommon.
See, wait, don't that flipped you up yet.
Don't be no punk. Be you and be uncommon.
All right.
All right. Y'all have a great one.
Uncommon A State of Mind was hosted by my best friend, Joey, and myself, AD. Two guys who started at the back of the queue in real estate, and now we want to give back by showing others the way to get in through the front door. Feeling inspired and looking to get your investment portfolio up and running so you can join the party in style? Hit us up at info@uncommonestateofmind.com and we can start talking. If you enjoy the show, please spread the word and show some love in the ratings so we could climb those charts together. Until next time, be uncommon.